Cass Averill is concerned about the confusion around sexual identity and HIV risks. That's why he suggested starting the Us, We, Our event at Eugene's premier gay bar, the Wayward Lamb. He's here in this accepting public space with a mission to reduce the number of HIV infections in the transgender community. Averill says part of the risk for transgender people is a sense of disconnect with the body parts they were born with.
When you're dealing with bodies and identities that don't necessarily fit the norm for a lot of folks, it can get really confusing what actually applies to you. It comes down to, like, what parts do you have? What parts are you interacting with?
Averill was born a female, but identifies as male. At 27, he began a physical transition, which included surgery. Today, and for the rest of his life, he will take hormones, as most transgender people do. A unique part of this event is an opportunity to receive clean needles and dispose of used ones. Over the steady beat of techno sounds, Averill points out most people associate syringe exchange with illicit drug use.
A large majority of us use needles for our medications that we have to take, and that could be you're going through 2+ needles a week.
Over a lifetime, that can be a big out-of-pocket expense. Averill says even with insurance, it can be difficult to get clean needles. A free needle exchange like this reduces the chance of needle sharing in the high-risk transgender community. Amanda McCluskey is a program director with HIV Alliance. She stands near the dance floor behind a table piled high with condoms and information. McCluskey says they already consider the needle exchange a success. On outward appearances, McCluskey is masculine, but she says she's comfortable with her female identity too. She identifies herself as genderqueer. McCluskey's here to help demystify the risks of HIV infection in the trans community. The written material she hands out contain very frank information.
We have some material specific to trans men who have sex with men. That is a group that can be particularly high risk for HIV and not realize it. We also have some material that really just breaks it down to sex and body parts.
In a private room at the back of the bar, Anthony Vachetti is ready to provide a rapid HIV test to anyone who asks for it.
We do the oral swab. They just swab their gums. You know, we put that in the solution, and it takes 20 minutes to give us test results.
This is a free test?
Free. Mm-hmm. It's free. We don't check ID. We don't, you know, charge insurance for it.
HIV Alliance uses grant funding to pay for the $50 test kits for events like these. As a trained HIV counselor, Fischetti is the person responsible for giving people their test results.
I personally have not had somebody come up positive yet, but when that time comes, you know, I'm completely prepared for it.
That means immediate counsel. Fischetti will ask the person if they have someone right now for support, and then he'll make sure they know that HIV Alliance is open at 9 a.m. to help with anything from food to access to medications. Cass Averill moves from the bar to high-top tables, mingling with friends old and new. He's become a well-known advocate, starting a support group called Transponder that now includes 200 transgender and gender-diverse folks. He's proud of what events like this do for his community.
It's an opportunity to just get out of your head.
The We Us Hour social event and HIV testing syringe exchange will happen every last Wednesday of the month from 5 to 8 p.m. right here at the Wayward Lamb in downtown Eugene. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.